Blog Talk Radio. welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe. I'm Dr. Ginny. I'm here with my co-host,
Jessica.
And we want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight. We've got a really good show for you tonight because we're going to be taking mini angel readings and doing those as we do each and every week. But we're also going to talk a little bit tonight about reincarnation.
No, which is such a neat, interesting topic.
It really is, and it's a topic that a lot of people have questions about, including myself. You know,
well,
I mean,
me too, and you and I have talked extensively about it, and you know, we both have views on it, and it's kind of a new thought for both of us.
For both of us, yeah. I mean, you know, when you grow up a certain way in a certain religion, all different religions view it differently, but for most Christians, for the majority of Christians, we view it as not something that exists.
Right.
So we'll be talking about that tonight. And just so you know, our chat room is open, and Susie Q, our chat room mom, is in there, got everybody tucked in nice and warm. So we'll be taking questions through our chat room tonight as well. And, of course, if you want to call in and get a mini angel reading, you can call in at 323-679-0882. That's 323-679-0882. And we'll be happy to take your call. We've got a few people on the line already, but there's still some room, so go ahead and dial us, and we'll be happy to talk to you. Now, how was your week, Jessica?
My week has been great. Busy like usual. You know me. Busy, busy, busy.
Busy, busy. Well, it's been a busy week where, you know, my weeks get really crazy just before Christmas because, you know, this is a time of year where people get – it's a difficult time of year for a lot of people.
Well, it is. It is, and I understand that. I mean, you know, if you don't have family or – you know,
or
intimate
a loved one.
People in
yes.
your life. It's
exactly.
a tough time.
It's a tough time. So it gets a little crazy around here, but it's been going real well, and we've been busy. You interned this week,
yes.
As we mentioned last week. Jessica finished her theoreticals, and now she's doing her practicals as interning at the hypnosis office, and she's doing really well.
Yeah, and I was very excited to intern with you.
And it was fun, wasn't
this
it?
This week,
it's
yes,
fun.
It was really interesting because I've never watched you in action with the hypnosis stuff. That makes it sound really professional, right?
Well, yes, and we also have just also, while we were doing this, you and I also just took a course because we had talked about it and we wanted to do it on past life regression, right? And,
yeah.
And we did that, so now we are able to do past life regression, which is something we had not been able to do in the past.
I know, and I am really excited about it.
I know, I am too. It's going to be a lot of fun. So that's where you go back beyond what you can have in your memory.
Beyond this life.
Beyond this life, yeah. So it's kind of interesting, and it's interesting what people come up with. And that's one of the reasons why we're going to be talking about reincarnation. I have to say the other reason we're talking about reincarnation is a friend of ours, a mutual friend of ours. She's on your Facebook, too, with Jill.
Yes, posted
something on reincarnation that you saw tonight that I just showed you that blew your mind.
It blew my mind.
It's just
and
amazing.
I've seen other things similar, and actually I experienced it with my own son when he was little.
Ah, we're going to talk about that for sure because that's pretty amazing. We have had just so much feedback since I just put the email out today that we're going to be talking about reincarnation. So I think that we're going to get a lot of folks who are calling in and just, you know, wanting to know what it's all about and maybe give their opinions.
Yeah, and everybody
okay
has
too.
An opinion. A lot of people firmly do not believe in reincarnation.
And I respect that. And you know what? I never claim to have all the answers.
Right.
You never claim to have all the
not.
Answers. But it's certainly something worth looking at. I don't think God ever intended us to be born and stick our head in the sand. I don't think that's why he gave us a thought process.
No, of course not.
The ability to think and to have free will. I think he gave that to us for a reason. And I think he expected us to use that to our best ability. So I think sticking your head in the sand is never the answer for anything in life.
Well, and keeping an open mind. I mean, just because, you know, you've only known this certain way your whole life doesn't mean you can't be open to new thoughts.
That's right. Absolutely. Hey, you know what? I can't say it because, never mind, I can't say it. I was going to tell you, but
do that.
Well, no, I can't. There's this great new site that I've been. One of my friends actually turned me on to this site, and it's like an auction site, and it is the most awesome thing. And I've been getting so much stuff for Christmas.
Oh yeah, I know.
And it's
talked
so
to.
Cool. It's really cool, and I was just going to tell everybody about it, but I can't because one of my daughters listens to the show for sure, so I got to keep quiet because I don't want her to know what I got.
Christmas secrets.
No Christmas secrets. But if anybody wants to know about the site, email me or Facebook me, and I will tell you how to get to there. So it's really cool.
Well, it takes some skill, though.
It took a little bit of skill, yeah. I mean, I did real good in the very beginning. Then I didn't do so good. Now I'm like hitting it.
Well, you need to show me how.
I'm telling
you. I have barely put a dent in my Christmas shopping.
Yeah, well, you know, and that's something we were talking about in church, about trying to always get the perfect gift and trying to, you know, we frazzle ourselves at Christmas time attempting to be perfect, to have the perfect, you know, holiday spread, to have the perfect party, to have the perfect outfits, the kids dressed perfect, the house decorated perfect, the perfect gifts. And the truth is, that's not what it's all about.
Not at all.
You know,
it's not.
And maybe the perfect gift is to have somebody with you that you enjoy and that you love. That's the perfect gift.
Right.
There is no more perfect gift. And there's a commercial out on TV right now that the young man comes home from, I believe it's from Africa. He comes in, and you know, it's that, Maxwell House. You know, they always have it at Christmas time with the teenager. I didn't think this kid was away doing mission work, and he comes home really early before the parents get up, and he brews coffee.
Can you imagine? My son would never come home and brew coffee.
I would.
He would expect me to
brew
the coffee.
Yeah, that's true. Well, anyway, the sister comes downstairs and sees him, and he says, "I got you a present," and she put the bow on him, and she said, "You're my present."
Aww.
And it made me cry. I just saw it, and I was like, oh, my God, that's so sad.
Made me cry just listening to you.
You know, so, and they were talking about this in church, and I think if you're worried about the present, then we're losing the sight of what's really important about Christmas. You know, and the whole keep Christ in Christmas and all that. And priest had a very good thing he told us about. He said, you know, he said a parishioner that came to me and said they were kind of upset because the guy last year, the husband, wanted to get his mother-in-law something really nice, and he had gotten her a funeral pot, which is pretty expensive, and he bought her a funeral pot.
I can't even imagine. Here, Merry Christmas. This is what you're going to do with your
head. Well, he thought he was doing a nice thing. And then I guess the Christmas, now that the last Christmas around, he didn't get her anything. And she said, "Why didn't you get me anything for Christmas?" And he said, "Because you never used the gift I gave you last year." I thought that was so funny.
Very hilarious.
Just, you know, my priest always has a token joke on Sunday. That was the token joke.
That's cute.
Anyway, what did we do last weekend? What did we do that was fun and exciting?
Oh, we went to the singing trees.
Oh, yes. That's really cool.
I loved it. Even though my daughter critiqued the singing.
Well, your daughter's chorus,
yes.
She really knows
and
the singing.
And she just felt like, oh, my gosh, it just wasn't the way she thought
my
it would be.
My husband critiqued it, too. He said it was so loud that he said you really couldn't hear the tone of it. He said it was so
well, they had the volume.
But I really enjoyed it, and it was just the best feeling church. It was at a Baptist church. And they had I don't know how tall the trees were.
Oh my gosh!
They had to be. They were like what? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10. About 12 people tall. So you can imagine how tall they were.
Oh, it was more than that.
More than that
yeah.
tall. Tall, one on top of the other, and it's like two huge Christmas trees. And you look, and all you see are little heads, and you realize they're people. And of course the stage was magnificent. And they have all these LED light show that goes off, and then they had a little story behind
it.
It was
whole
beautiful.
Play, but it was, I think it was really professionally done because they had singing
so.
And dancing and
it was
the
so
whole
much fun.
Play. I
it
loved
was
it.
Really really good. I enjoyed it too. And I would go back. Now I want to go to their Easter show because I bet that's going to be
good.
Oh,
I bet.
Except they tried to convert us. That was the only thing.
Well, you know. There's nothing wrong with Baptist Church, but they do like to get new members out of the crowd.
Don't they all, though?
Well, every church is looking for new members, and you know, a lot of people are looking to find a church. You know, new members
sure.
are coming in, checking it out, seeing if it's something they're interested in, you know.
And my gosh, that one had a good feel, didn't it?
It did. I loved it. And my daughter actually loves the Baptist Church. She loves the whole... The whole, I don't know, the music, she loves all of it. And
she loves the whole kit and caboodle,
yeah.
doesn't she?
And
yeah.
I'm a Methodist, and I'm a little more laid back.
Yeah, right, yeah, oh. yeah. And that's, but there's nothing wrong with that.
Right.
You know, there's nothing wrong with that. I was Methodist for many years. I mean, I was always Catholic, but I went to Methodist church for 5 years, and I loved it. Absolutely loved it.
I like the casual atmosphere. That's kind of what attracted me to it.
I always say you can drop a Bible in a Catholic church, and you get daggers looked at, you know, they look at you like, oh my gosh. But if you drop in a Methodist church, they'll actually bend down and pick it up for you.
That's true.
You know, that's the difference. What else did we do? We went to, oh, we were going to go to the tour of homes, but then we drove the route and looked at the homes before, and we said,
They weren't the kind of homes that I thought we'd be looking
at.
They were charging you?
Yeah, I didn't think
it
was.
I don't think so.
So we ended up going to a church bazaar and to a, we did a tour. That was cool. We did a tour of a old church in
Stamford. Episcopal church.
Episcopal, yeah. And she was wonderful. She was so delightful.
Yeah,
the woman, she
was
sweet. And something happened to you there. Do you remember?
Yeah. Well, it's a really old church. It was built in like the 1920s, I believe she told us many times. Mm-hmm. And all the original pews were there, the original stained glass, and all of it. And we went into the chapel area, and I was kind of leaning on one of the pews, and I felt like someone put their hand over my hand. And I looked up, and you and your daughter were talking to her, and I didn't say anything till we left, but I'm like, that was weird.
I'm surprised you didn't. Most people would have been like, oh, my gosh. You know?
Well, because you and I have been involved
been
in all the paranormal stuff, didn't bother me. It was kind of neat, actually. I'm like, I wonder who that was.
I know, right? Wow, wow. And we have a busy week. The week ahead, we have four different house cleansing blessings.
We are busy.
Busy. All right. So you know what time it is? It is time to...
I was going to say, is it not time for mail yet?
No, it's not time for mail yet. Is it time to take the first call?
Absolutely, because I know you have some people that have been on there way before...
I know,
started.
And we're going to have to take those calls because they get frustrated, and I don't blame them. So let's go ahead and take the first call. Hi, welcome. You're on Live with the Christian Psychic Cafe. How can I help you? Is this Nina?
Yes, it is. I wasn't sure you were talking to me. How you doing?
You know why? Because you're not psychic, and I never said your name.
That is correct.
I'm sorry, sweetie. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking.
Oh, you're welcome. You're calling from Tampa area.
Yes, ma'am, I am.
Okay, I'm also not psychic in regards to that. I just saw your prefix, so that's all. Are you all ready for Christmas?
I'm getting there slowly but surely, but I am in the Christmas spirit, so that's a good thing.
That's all that really matters, right? Because that's what we were talking about. It's all that really counts is that you have your Christmas spirit.
Yes.
How can I help you?
Well, the reason why I called is because I just turned a milestone age, and I wanted to know, what did you see coming, or is there anything I need to be on the lookout for this coming year?
For this coming year, okay. All right. Now, I'm going to show Jessica the age I think you just turned. Now, you tell me if I was right. Go ahead and tell me, do you mind telling us what you just turned?
I don't have a problem with it. I just turned 40.
Oh, yeah, see, I was right. Okay. All right, now, tell me. You have to be careful because if I was wrong and you just turned 30, then you're going to be really mad at me. You know what I'm saying? So I didn't want to say it out loud. I had to be careful. Okay. What do I see coming down the pike for you? I'm going to tell you a couple of things. I want you to think of something for me right now. I want you to think of something that's really important to you to happen in your life in the next 10 years. I want not just the beginning of it, but for it to come completely to fruition and for you to feel completely satisfied and fulfilled in your life. Can you think of that for me right now, please?
Yeah, I can think of a couple of things.
Okay. Well, the first thing I'm going to tell you about is you're looking for a better relationship. What's that about? Is that the man?
Yes, but I don't have a – yes,
man,
that's correct.
Right, yeah.
Correct.
Okay. You have had past relationship, but why do I find that – I hate to say this – the guy that you were with, you were – money was an issue, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And also, was there an addiction problem? Was it alcohol?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am, it was.
So, okay. All right. And so these two things are what caused a lot of stress in your life. And you
mm-hmm.
swore up and down that you'd never get involved in a relationship like that again, didn't you?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I'm going to ask you this question because I have to. Are you still in contact with this person? Rarely, but still in contact with them?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right. That's
honestly
really important.
I'm going to tell you. Okay.
Why I say this. I feel that there has been... I feel like you haven't completely cut the ties to him.
What? Oh, no, it's a wrap. Yeah.
It's a wrap. Now, there's nobody else in your life that has addictive behavior, is there?
I have friends now. I mean, they may drink.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they drink, but this guy I used to date is in another state. I mean, I'm originally from Michigan, and he's
okay
there. He didn't even call for my birthday
like,
for how...
Yeah, I feel like there's somebody still in your life with addictive behavior, though.
Okay.
Somebody that's close to you, and I think you already know who that probably is. Okay, so we'll let that go. Okay, you know what I'm talking about. Okay, so now moving forward, we're going to say that I see that because you recognized when the relationship had to end, and you also recognized how important it was to break the cords, you were able to move forward, but you're going to take a little bit more practice because I'm going to tell you, I don't see you in a committed relationship probably for another 5 months. Okay? I don't see a committed relationship for another 5 months. But then at that point in time, I do see that you will meet somebody, and I see that I see children involved. Now, do you have children currently?
No, I don't.
Okay. Well, then he will have a child. Actually, I think he'll have two. Okay. You might want to make a notation of that. But I'm going to tell you this. That whole child thing, okay,
mm-hmm.
I don't want you to fret over it. Okay?
Okay.
Don't fret over it because it's going to work out because I can sense that bothers you just a wee bit. It will work out, and I'm going to tell you something else. Once you meet this man, your entire life is going to become much better, okay? Because I see that you're going to decide that this is finally the right guy, and what's going to happen is you're going to end up committing to him and him to you. You are going to play the role of mother in that relationship with the child, I have to tell you, okay?
Okay.
But don't let that freak you out, okay? Don't let that freak you out.
Okay.
You're going to be fine. I know. See, isn't it odd? You would think you... Some people are like, I really want them. Other people are like, please, no, let it go. I can tell you that I can tell you're nervous about it, but I'm going to tell you right now, they are telling me have confidence and believe in yourself because that is going to be very successful for you. You have a lot more maternal instincts than you've ever given yourself credit for.
Okay.
Okay. And the other thing in this relationship, I'm going to tell you right now, you stand firm on how you feel. You know, there are things that we let go, and that's okay, but on the things that are important to you, you draw a line in the sand, and you do not give in. You hold strong. When the red flag goes up and you see it's a problem, you do not move back. You stand your ground, because if you do that, he will respect you, and that will lead to marriage.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Does that make you happy?
It does. It does. I wanted to go back to school. I wanted to know if you saw that, and if not, don't worry about it.
I don't see that. I'd like to tell you I do, but I don't. I see you getting married, and I see you moving, and we can only assume that the move is because of the marriage, that's a good thing. I do see that everything to be very optimistic about what's coming to you. Now, I also see that you do have some – you have dreams. Is that it? Dreams where you
I
get
do.
Messages. Yeah. I don't mean like you have dreams. Yeah, you're a great psychic lady. You have dreams. Everyone has dreams.
No.
I don't mean it that way. I mean you have dreams where you get signs and message. I know that. I'm so silly. You have dreams where, yeah. Tell me about that a little bit.
But you know what? Since I have so much going on right now with new job and things like that, but when I am settled, like if I lose something, if I just pray and I ask my spirit guide to lead me, I can find it. I'll have dreams. Like, I'll always dream of this older woman, and she'll come and speak to me, and she'll say, you know, everything is going to be all right, or if I just said this is a new chapter in my life. She just gives me little messages.
Oh,
and I sometimes I see like these little iridescent colors.
Really?
I just see these colors around me. So I could be, like, if I'm at the doctor's and say I had a mammogram because I just turned 40 and
right.
I saw it. If I'm at home and my dog is away or near me, or sometimes, let me tell you this, and I'm sorry because I know other people want to ask their question,
okay.
But
go ahead.
I have, like, a stone, like a couple of stones that I have, and I know when I pray and I meditate, I can feel it. It's a difference, like a ghost, but it's I can feel it. And my dog, he senses it, and he will bark, like when I'm meditating at night, when I'm trying to really quiet my mind, and I pray, and I feel, like, the spirit, but it's a good spirit.
Yeah,
and
I
freak out and I snap out of it. I'm sorry.
Wow.
I'm sorry I said all this on the air. Oh,
I feel so vulnerable, but
I felt comfortable sharing that with you. That's why.
I'm glad you did, and I think the angels just kind of led you in that direction anyway, because there are a lot of people that listen to the show, and sometimes they're shy, and they have the same experiences or something similar, and so for you to verbalize it so that they can hear it, it really helps them a lot, because you're not the only one that has that, but it truly is a special blessing to be able to see. When you see colors like that, it's amazing. That means you have the gift of seeing, what they say, what's called seeing, and also it's like seeing auras. Now, I know you probably don't quite see auras in the same way that someone else might describe it, but it's a similar type of gift. And the fact that you have somebody that guards you so closely, that's amazing. Now, can I ask you, did you have someone who passed away that was older, that was female, whose name began with an M?
Not that I know of, no, ma'am.
Not that you know of, okay. Because that's what I'm getting. I'm getting a name that begins with an M, okay? Or that a name that you called her began with an M. And that's what's coming across to me. And this person is wearing a beautiful dress. Looks like something she would wear to church on Sunday. And she stands by your side, just so that you know, okay?
Hmm. Okay.
You'll put it together, and when you do, call us back, okay?
Okay.
You'll know who it is. It'll click.
Okay.
It's not clicking for you, huh?
The only thing I can think of is my grandmother's mother. I want to say her name was Mary.
Uh-huh.
I don't remember, but she passed away before I was born.
Okay, it doesn't have to be somebody that you personally were best friends with. It could just be somebody who has a connection to the family. It doesn't even have to be a relative per se, although this one I feel was either part of the family or somebody who was married to somebody in the family. Okay, she may not have been your she might have been like your mother's father's, you know what I'm saying? In other words, you were born from, how do I explain that? That's not coming out right.
Your mother's father's mother.
But what I mean to say is she's somebody who has taken just a personal liking to you. I mean, she watches over you, and everything that you do tries to guide you. I mean, I see her right there with you right now, so you're not alone. But she's a very kind and good soul. And what's really neat is that she has such an amazing, peaceful sense about her. And I'm sure that that's something you felt when this spirit comes to you. Is that true?
Right, because I feel it to my left. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, mm-hmm. There you go. Yeah, she's there with you. She's there with you now. So enjoy it. And I am getting an M in the beginning of the name. And if her name was Mary, I think we got a match. Okay?
Okay.
I think we got a match. So that's a good thing. Okay. Listen, it was a pleasure speaking with you. I want to thank you for calling in.
Oh, yes. Thank you. God bless you.
God bless
you. Happy holidays.
Thank you. You as well. Bye bye now. Thank
okay.
you. How sweet, huh?
Yeah, that was great.
That was neat. Yeah, I just it's neat when loved ones or family members come and kind of stand by us and you know.
Well, hey, that's nice. Makes you feel protected.
Well, I think what a wonderful feeling to know that someone that's been in your family for a long time is standing there and protecting you and giving you guidance. And wow, that's such a great feeling. I mean, who could ask for a better gift? It's kind of like when you watch that movie Twilight, and I know a lot of women out there can appreciate this. You know how he used to, because I guess vampires don't sleep, you know, I guess, right? That's the concept.
They don't really have a need to because they don't have any blood.
Okay. Well, is it the blood that needs to rest?
No,
I don't know. But anyway, he would come and watch her sleep and just kind of watch over her at night. And I thought, what a neat thing.
That would creep me out. Somebody standing there staring at me?
No, that wouldn't creep me out at all. It would make me feel safe. I think I'm curious. You know what? Everyone that calls in tonight, I'm going to ask that question. Would it make you feel safe to know that you were being watched over like that?
By a vampire?
Would it creep you? Well, no. I mean, this is somebody she was in love with.
No. And yeah, I guess I get that.
Yeah, I'm going
to ask.
I don't
want anybody staring at me though while I'm sleeping.
Yeah, really? No. I mean, I just think it's sweet. I think that's really sweet. We're going to poll our listeners.
There you go.
Tonight. We're going to ask that question. Okay, we'll be back in two.
Greetings, loved ones. Let's take a journey.
Okay, that's California Girls. By who? Katy Perry.
Katy Perry. Wow, my mind just went completely dead.
You got new glasses, and they look really cute. Those
Thank
are nice
you.
Glasses.
Well, these, but this tells you I'm older now, because I always wore glasses for distance. Now I need them for reading and computer work. So,
you know,
but
I know.
I'm not comfortable wearing glasses all the time. Otherwise, I just have bifocals.
Right, yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Well, I do wear glasses most of the time now.
See, I'm not. I feel like I'm behind a wall.
You know, I'll be honest with you. When I first started wearing them, I needed them, but not for all the time. But I liked wearing them because I felt like it gave me that separation.
That's funny. See, I don't like that.
Yeah,
I don't like
see?
That feeling.
But now when I eat, did you ever notice I take my glasses off whenever I eat?
Why is that?
You haven't noticed that all these years.
I guess I haven't noticed.
Yeah. I don't know, because I don't want to splash when I dive into
But
my
you
want
to see your food.
Well, I pretty much know. I mean, I don't need them for close up. I see close up fine. I need them for distance, and I need them for the computer now.
Oh, see, I need now mine for reading.
Yeah, you know, you and my sister, but no, I can see this just fine. But they're not getting better, I can tell you that.
Well, and I think part of the problem is once you start wearing glasses,
then
your eyes
get worse. I've decided, just from talking to clients, women in particular, let's face it, you know, we reach a certain age. Things are moist that we don't want to be moist, and things aren't moist that we wish stayed moist, and they were growing hair in all the wrong places and not in the places
really
we need to.
It's really gross,
it's not
okay.
a good thing, okay? So I know, and every guy listening is like, ew, I'm getting off this station. This is terrible. But it's the truth. Welcome to being a female and over the age of 50.
I know.
Right? That's the way
Rich,
it goes.
Oh, you made that really sound so much fun. Moist and dry and hairy.
We're moist and dry and a hairy individual. Well, I could be worse.
I wouldn't date me, okay?
That sounded awful. Here's the thing. You know what? Look, if my mom always used to say to me, I used to say, oh, I'm having another birthday. You know, I was like 29. Oh, I'm having, and she used to say, what's the alternative? You'd be dead, so be happy you're having another birthday.
That's
and I
the
like
truth.
That.
That's
it's
the
true.
Truth.
So you know what? Like fine wine, we age to perfection.
Yeah, moist and dry and hairy.
Moist and dry.
Like a moldy rock.
I mean, it sounds so lovely, didn't I? I think we're going to take another caller. I think it's a good idea. Hi, welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe. Is this Susie?
This is Susie.
Oh, it's the Susie.
Ooh,
hi,
hey, Susie.
Chat room mom. How you doing?
Okay. How are you ladies doing?
We are anxiously awaiting your arrival.
Yeah, we can't wait.
Yay!
I got the confirmation from the tea room. They called, by the way.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Cool.
So we're on. We're good to go. We're gonna have so much fun.
We're ready.
Okay, good deal. So how can I help you tonight? And whatever you do, it better not be asking me about a math final test.
That was it.
I know. Now, Susie, you know that there are certain things I will not ask the angels, and that is one of them, and I'm going to tell you why. If I ask them right now and they say no, well, then you have no chance of passing it, correct? Because you're going to be all devastated.
Well, I am putting in all of possible efforts into studying and going for extra help and stuff. The thing is to try to lock it all into my brain.
And when that fails, can't you write the formulas on a piece of gum and put it in your pocket? We all know how I passed. I'm kidding.
Well, we are going to be getting a paper with the formulas.
Ah.
So that will be
it's
a
like an open book test.
I'm not promoting cheating, but I found an excellent way to study was to get a pack of Wrigley's Spearmint Gum, because blue ink looks really good on that. And then you write each formula on a different stick of gum.
Yeah, but she's got the formulas, she said.
Well, but you can't take it into class, can you?
Yes, they're giving us
Are you kidding me?
So it's like an open book.
Yes,
Susie,
but the whole thing is we have to really get down the process. We got the formulas, but then we have to remember the process.
Yeah.
Is this algebra?
Yes, it is.
Yuck.
I know.
Algebra
I know.
And geometry.
Oh, my God.
Do we really get how tall a tree is when we have the shadow?
Yeah.
We get the measurement for the shadow of the tree, but we really have to find out how tall is the tree?
Right, right. Right.
See, once you start throwing math algebra problems at me, my brain just shuts off.
I'm terrible in math as well. I have two daughters who are superb in it. If you really get stuck, Susie, on something before the test, call me and I'll put you on with my oldest daughter. Well, both are good, but the older one's in geometry honors, so.
Wow.
And the younger one is too, actually. Yeah.
Wonderful.
So, anyway. But if you get stuck, let me know. Maybe we can help you, okay? But I'm not going to ask the angels that question because this is the answer I'm going to give you, and this is the answer I'm being given. Give it 100% of your best, and that's all you can ever ask of yourself.
And that's what I'm going to do.
And I have faith in you, and I have faith that no matter what, you will pull this off one way or another, so don't worry about it. Okay?
Yes, I'm hoping that I could do it because based on my my achievements on this test, this final exam, I may just go ahead and continue on to the degree instead of just getting a diploma.
I would love for you to continue on with the degree. You know, Georgia in the chat room wanted to know if you have worked with a math tutor. You have, haven't you?
Yes, I go for extra help all the time.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Every opportunity that's given, I go, and my teacher is available. Pretty much any time I could be available, but I have other commitments, so I go whenever I can possibly go, which is quite often.
Well, it's several times a week, don't you go?
I go once a week to math tutoring, and I've also discovered some videos on YouTube.
Okay, good. That's good. Well, Georgia from the chat room says that she tutored algebra, geometry, and calculus when she was in college, and the shadow in the tree sound like a geometry question regarding a triangle, which I believe is correct, for which you know the length of the slant and then the distance between, right?
Right.
The
right.
slant and the shadow on the base of the tree. So that's kind of... Susie, I don't envy you right now, but I do know this. I know that you have the ability to do this. I know this with all my heart. And I know that if you give it everything you've got, you will get... And I do see you getting a degree, so...
Yay!
Don't fret. Let me say this, and I don't know whether you're going to, I don't know how this is going to, I'm not going to answer the question because I don't know. I don't want to ask the question right now of the angels because I don't want to do that. Because, I wouldn't do that to you or to anyone else. I won't even do that for my kids. Well, I did once, but that didn't count. Because I knew she would pass, but I just feel really confident that you have the ability to do this. Okay, sweetie?
Okie dokie. Anything else from the angels that I need to know before I go forth on this weekend and then my trip to Florida?
Let me take a look. Yeah, let me take a look here. Hold on.
How about a tall, dark, and handsome underneath my Christmas tree?
I want one of those, too.
Well, I'm not Santa now, girls. I'll do the best that I can. No, the one thing I'm going to tell you is that when you're going to be visiting with your mom, and I'm being told to take a deep breath because I don't know if your sister, I don't know who's going to be there at that time. Are you going to have other family members there when you're there?
Only from what I'm aware of, my stepdad. That's it.
Okay. I feel like there's going to some information's going to come forth that's going to anger you, but I'm just telling you, hold your tongue, okay? It won't
okay.
be devastating.
That happens. Susie has to do that a lot.
I think we all do. We all have to do that a lot sometimes, but it will truly be in your best interest, okay?
Okay.
All right. And but other than that, I see a safe journey. I see a good trip. All they keep telling me is keep your cool, and you'll be fine.
Okay.
And that's good advice for the math test, too, by the way.
Yes, I will do that. I'll definitely
remember.
Do that. I'm going to go.
You can pass with a C, correct?
I can pass with a C, yes.
Okay, that's...
That doesn't mean she can't get a B or an A.
Well, you can get an A. What I'm trying to tell you is you don't have to get the highest grade in the class.
No, no, I really... I'm not expecting that, and at this point, the grades that I've got on my homework, I actually have 100 straight down the line in all of my homework.
Oh, wow. So that's going to help greatly. What percentage of the class is the of the grade is the test?
That's what I don't know, but the quizzes and tests, not so good, but all passing.
Okay, so listen.
So,
do not freak out, okay? You're going to go there. You're going to do everything you've got. And I do see you're going to get a degree, so I'm not worried, okay?
I'm so excited. I really do want to go ahead and go forth. And I don't want to just put this whole effort in. And that, not that a diploma is a bad thing, because it is a very, very good thing. Some people are on time constraints and stuff. But I really, really want to accomplish the degree.
I don't blame you, sweetie. I think it's a great idea, and you've put so much work in, so you should go for it. Good luck. Keep us posted. When are you taking the final?
On Monday at 1 o'clock.
We will all pray for you on Monday at 12:55, okay?
Thank you very much, and I look forward to seeing you and Jessica and the girls.
It's going to be a
black. Or hubby.
Oh, absolutely. Listen, we'll see you when you get here. In the meantime, let us know how you do on the test, okay?
I will. Thank you very
okay.
much.
Bye-bye,
bye,
Susie.
Bye.
Bye.
It's always so hard, math, isn't it?
I hate math.
I know.
You know, my daughter is in high school, and she struggles in math also, because she has come to your daughter for help, because your daughter...
You've just been dropped off. I don't know how that happened. I don't know. You were just dropped off. Sorry about that. Yes, both my daughters are math whizzes. This is true. I'll talk for both of us. Yes, and your daughters are so cute. Well, yes, Jessica, they are. They're really beautiful. Thank you. And they're also, they look just like you. They're drop-dead gorgeous. Well, yes, they are. Okay, she's dialing in. But in the meantime, let me help you dial in here. Hold on a second. You're not blind. It's just here. Hold on. Let me close this out, and then you can see that. Okay, here we go. Got it? Okay. What I do want to say is, yes, your daughter struggles with certain – you know, your daughter, though, has – it's like a good friend of mine said, God gives us all a two-belt, but he doesn't give us all the tools for the belt. He gives you some tools. He gives me some tools. He gives each child some tools. Then, you know, I might have some tools that you don't, but you might have some tools that I don't. And that's what's called sharing, and it's a great thing. So – I think that, you know, given the thought that everybody has a special blessing and a special skill, that's really all that matters, you know. No, let's try this. Let's try it again. Now talk.
Hello.
Hello, Jessica.
What happened? I was listening to a commercial.
I can't imagine what happened. I have no idea.
This is my story of my life.
No, it was me. I accidentally.
No, you did it to me.
I did. I'm really sorry, and I was trying to cover, but it wasn't very good, was it? As soon as you started to blame it on yourself, I couldn't let you do that. It was me. I accidentally. You know what? I'm not that.
Make me feel like I'm just
you
cursed.
You see, we're talking about gifts and tool belt tools, and I don't have the tools for
I
technology.
I don't like tool belts.
Okay, how about a really cute, like, Vera Bradley apron?
Bradley either.
Okay, you're just a negative sourpuss. I'm going to a song. We'll be back in a second.
Really? No, come on.
No. Okay.
I mean, honestly, I know a lot of people love Vera Bradley stuff.
Yeah.
But they look like pot holders, every single one of them. Come on.
I know.
She took
a
pot holder and made it into a business.
You're right. You're absolutely right. And my kids love it.
I know.
And
they spend $50 for a giant pot holder.
It's true. It's really true. And I remember when they first showed it to me, I'm like, are you kidding me? This is paisley print. You know, I can make this. Let's go to Joanne Fabrics.
Yeah,
I'll put it together for you in 2 seconds. And, I mean, something that's like 9 inches by 9 inches is $48.
That's what I'm saying. This woman, I don't know.
But they love it. And, you know, they bought me a cute little, like, purse that I carry.
Yeah, because you're all hooked into this Vera Bradley now, too.
I'm not all hooked. I did. My girls gave me a gift, and therefore I love it. If it was two pieces of leather sewn together with shoestring, I would have loved it.
Well, absolutely, because it's from your daughters. But
right.
Do you like the Vera Bradley designs? That is the question. Honestly, truly, honestly, without lying to me, you're gonna lie to me.
I don't want to answer because my daughter's I love the apron my daughter gave me from Vera Bradley.
Okay, but as a whole,
you're just trying to throw me down this drain, aren't you? I would say I don't understand. My daughter wants a duffel bag from Vera Bradley for Christmas.
And that's like
$125,
isn't it?
$125, and she wants this duffel bag. And I'm thinking, I am never going to let you take this and throw it on the bottom of a dirty old bus for some band event.
Yeah, yeah.
That's not going to happen. So why should I get this thing?
Honestly, just go buy some material and make one.
I could, or I could just take a bunch of potholders from the dollar store.
And there, I knew you agreed with me.
And there we agree. Okay, so you know what? We are going to take just a short break, then we're going to take another call, and then we are going to talk a very little bit about reincarnation. That's really kind of cool because I've got some information that I think you're really going to like. We'll be right back. a great song.
It absolutely is.
It is a wonderful song. You know what we should do now? We should take another caller because Paula has been waiting on the line. Hi, Paula. Welcome to the show.
Hi. How are you?
Wonderful. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Enjoying your show.
Well, thank you. Is this your first time calling it?
Yes.
Well, congratulations. You made it through. That's already a good sign, right?
Yeah.
So where are you calling from?
I'm calling from London.
London,
England.
London, Ontario, or London, France?
No, England.
London,
oh,
England?
London, England. I love that.
Yeah.
Great. Oh, what, I guess, did you ever hear our show where we were trying to do the accent of the English accents?
No, this is my first time listening.
Oh, my goodness. You would have absolutely loved that because we were...
No, she would have thought we were ridiculous.
We do really bad accents, but we really tried. So there's an A for effort, right?
Definitely.
How can I help you this evening, Susan?
Well, I'm just wondering. I really like someone, but I'm not sure. They're sending out mixed signals, so I'm not sure if they genuinely like me. So
okay.
I just would like to know that.
Let me take a look here. Okay. This person that is sending you out the signals, they do like you. I'm going to tell you that right off the bat. They do like you. However, okay, this is the thing. Was there some kind of pause in your relationship with this person? Not that you had a relationship, but like things were going, seemed like they were going in one direction, then all of a sudden they pulled back?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I'm getting. And there was some concern on this person's part that has something to do with you and either a former relationship. I think they feared that you had, how am I going to put this, that you had some concerns over a former relationship and that somehow would get dragged into it if you and this person had a relationship. Does that make sense?
That does make a lot of sense, yes.
Okay, so that's what the problem was, and that's why this person has kind of, it seemed like this person was like ready to take it to the next level and then kind of pulled back, and there are times you think they're ready and then other times you're not quite sure. But I'm going to tell you, communication is the key with this individual.
Okay.
That's the only thing that's holding this relationship back from moving forward in a positive way.
Okay. Do you think the relationship has a chance of actually working? Because it's very on and off at the moment.
Yeah, I know. I can see that. I do believe that the relationship has a chance of working. Now, if you ask me, do I think this is your long-term love interest? No, I don't think so. But I do think it's one that you should, for the time being, entertain.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to tell you why. I see another person coming into your life, a different person, okay? And the person that I see coming into your life has different attributes. The person I see coming into your life has the creative side, but also has the, how am I going to put this, also has the business acumen that you're looking for.
Okay. Wow.
I know. Go ahead.
No, it's wow.
Yeah. It's because both of those are important to you. Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
So having the business acumen is going to be important to you in a lot of different ways because even though you enjoy having a good time and you're very creative and you yourself know how to think outside the box, which is kind of unique. But when you're with somebody who can't think outside of the box and they're too structured, it's not a good person for you. You tend to disagree, right?
Yes, a lot.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you, you need somebody who is less restrictive, who has the ability to think outside of the box, but also has a good basic understanding of how business works. Because for some reason, I feel like that's going to be very important to you. I don't know why, but maybe you do.
Yes, I definitely do.
Okay, alrighty. So that's how I see that moving forward. And business-wise for you, are you working on a contract right now or obtaining a new contract? Does that make sense?
I'm trying to write at the moment.
Okay.
So I'm doing a lot of writing.
Okay, I see a contract coming your way for business.
Okay.
Now, that's not something I would say to somebody who's working as an administrator or as a, you know, as a school teacher or something. But in your particular case, it really fits because I see a contract being offered, a contract coming your way. So whatever you're writing, make sure you not only complete it, but that you submit it, okay? Because why do I think that you might hesitate?
Because I'm the process of, I am hesitating at the moment. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So make sure that that it does get submitted because I do see great success in that. Okay.
Wow. Yes.
Is that scary?
It's so accurate. It's believable. It really is. It's
well, that's
wow.
That's a good thing, right?
Definitely.
Okay.
Definitely.
Wonderful. Wonderful. So how did you hear about our show?
Well, I was going through your on air at the moment, and I just logged on. That was
it. Great. Well, see, you came at the right time. It was meant for you to call the show when you did. So thank you for calling in. I'm thrilled. And please feel free to come back and listen anytime, okay?
Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. Very, very welcome. You take care. God bless now.
You too. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
See, now she would have known if we had good British
accent.
She has
an English accent, okay?
She has a true English accent. I mean, we really tried, yeah?
And ours were, from what I heard, really sad and pathetic.
Our accents are really sad, but hers was authentic, and it was lovely that she called in.
Yeah.
And I'm glad that fate brought her here because I think it was a satisfactory reading for her.
Absolutely.
So that's a very
good
thing. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we want to talk about something. We mentioned it. We're going to talk a little bit about
reincarnation. Yeah.
Let's talk about this, and I'm going to tell you why. It was so interesting. Jill had sent me, if anybody's a Facebook friend of mine, and you're all welcome, my friend, anyone who friends me, I will accept. You can go to Ginny Counselor, just like the word counselor, Ginny Counselor on Facebook, and a friend request me. And the last thing that I posted other than the show for tonight is a thing about reincarnation, and it's an incredible news clip about a young man who went to bed when he was born. He was, you know, like two when he started having all these night terrors, and then he started drawing these pictures of airplanes with fire and rage and black skies. And his parents started talking to him, and once he was able to communicate, he was telling them that he was a fighter and that he flew planes. And then at one point, you know, when he was having these night terrors, he would say he couldn't get out. The little man was trying to push the door, and he couldn't get the door open. And they said, "Who's the little man?" And they said, "It's me. It's me." And this boy was named by his parents, James.
Mm-hmm.
And so they asked him what the name of the ship was. No, they said, "Where did your plane take off from?" So they could just see what the heck was going on. And he said, "Oh, my plane took off on a boat." And they said, "What's the name of the boat?" And he gave the name of the boat.
Which, okay, when you're a child...
How would you know this? You're like 2.5 years
right,
old.
Right, there's no way.
Okay. So he named the boat. So they went and they found the boat. And the people that survived, that were still living on that boat, lived in Ohio. And they actually went and met those people. And this little boy walked up to them and named each one first and last name.
Oh, my gosh.
Knew them all.
Isn't that blow your mind?
And the man that, and it turns out the man that he thinks he is or was also named James.
How freaky is that?
And so they contacted, and it turns out this man that he believes he was shot down during World War II. And so the parents then took him to the spot, an overlook, and he pointed to where the plane went down.
Oh,
and in
gosh.
Fact, guess what they found there? You got it, the plane.
No way.
So they had a little memorial service, and then he went and met the family, and he was introduced to the sister of the man who died, and he said, "Oh, no, your name is this," because he had a nickname he called her. And she said, "Oh, my goodness, that's right."
Wow.
And then he asked about a picture that his mother had drawn that nobody else knew about. And so you have to sit there and say, is this possible?
Well, how could a child make that up? There's just no way.
You know, the whole concept of reincarnation, that our souls may have experienced many lifetimes over centuries, or maybe even over thousands of years, has been present in almost every culture, right? I mean, they talk about it in Egyptians, Greeks, Romans, the Aztecs, all believed in the transmigration of souls. And that means it goes from one body to another after death. And it's actually the fundamental precept of Hinduism.
Is it?
It is,
I
yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah, absolutely. So okay. You know, you look at that, and then we say, okay, well, reincarnation's not part of the official Christian doctrine, but many Christians do believe in, or at least accept its possibility, and I'll tell you why, because Jesus, it's believed, was reincarnated 3 days after his crucifixion, okay? That's not all surprising, but the idea that after death we can live again as another person, maybe even someone as the opposite sex or as a completely different, maybe in a completely different station in life, is kind of intriguing, and it's appealing.
It's kind of neat. I mean, you think about it and think, wow, who could I have been?
Well, who can I have been, and is reincarnation just an idea, or is it a fantasy? Is there any real evidence to support it? There's been a lot of evidence available gathered by researchers who in some cases have devoted their entire lives to the subject. Now, we talked about past life regression hypnosis, and the practice of reaching past lives through hypnosis sometimes can be a little bit controversial because hypnosis is not a reliable tool, and I'll tell you why. Hypnosis can certainly help reach the unconscious mind. It can help you change new patterns and create new habits, like quit smoking, lose weight, stop fear of crossing bridges and stage fright, etc. However, the information that you find there is not reliable as truth. And what that means is that sometimes our subconscious can create false memories, i.e., an example, if you were younger and you walked into the kitchen and you saw Santa Claus kissing your mother.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, Santa probably was kissing your mother, but that's besides the point. You might have saw them together right as they were about to kiss or after they kissed and assumed they kissed.
Right.
So your subconscious mind remembered as they were in an embrace. Okay. So that doesn't mean, however, that regression hypnosis should be dismissed out of hand, because I'm going to tell you what, it really does work. I'll give you some examples. One of the most famous cases of past life regression found through hypnosis was a woman by the name of Ruth Simmons, and in 1952, her therapist or her hypnotist, Maury Bernstein, took her back past the point of her birth. Now, suddenly, in this hypnosis, she began to speak with an Irish accent.
Oh, no way.
Yeah. And then she claimed that her name was Bridie Murphy and that she lived in 18th century Belfast, Ireland. Well, Ruth recalled like a bunch of details of her life as Bridie, but unfortunately they could never find out if Miss Murphy really existed. But there was the other thing, which is some indirect evidence of the truth. Under hypnosis, she was able to mention two names of two grocers in Belfast that she bought food from. One was, a Mr. Farr, and the other was a John Carrigan, I believe. And so a Belfast librarian found an old city directory from 1865 to 1866, and that listed both men as grocers.
Wow.
Okay, so, I mean, I thought that was...
That's amazing.
That's like one of the earliest. Now, another way that if you establish that, okay, it's a possibility, does that also mean that a lifelong illness or a physical pain that nobody can account for could have its roots in some past life trauma?
Yeah, I believe that.
Okay, so there's a psychotherapist and also a certified hypnotherapist who was describing lower back pain, which grew steadily worse over the years and limited their activities. And he said he believes he found a possible reason during a series of past life therapy sessions. They discovered that this person had lived three prior lifetimes in which he'd been killed or been knifed or speared in the lower back. And after he processed that, that's what happened, and it became very cathartic for him, the pain in his lower back went away. Okay, but there's a Dr. Nicola Dexter, a past life therapist, and she's discovered a lot of correlations between illnesses and past lives in some of her patients. So there's a woman, a bulimia sufferer, who swallowed salt water in a previous life. Okay,
yeah.
A fear of indoor heights sometimes is caused by this one person had this incredible fear of heights. And they found out through past life regression that this person was a famous carver. He carved, you know, things in ceilings. And he was carving in a church, and he fell to the floor and was killed.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. There was another person who had a persistent problem in the shoulder, and apparently not a stuttering problem like I just had, a persistent problem in the shoulder. That's a tongue twister. And it turns out that this person in a past life had been injured severely in a tug of war, a game of tug of war.
Huh.
There was another person who had a fear of razors, which is an unusual fear,
yeah.
You know. And shaving was found to have been the root cause in another lifetime where the client had chopped off someone's fingers.
Oh, my God.
And then as retribution, they chopped off this person's hand. So, you know, I mean, we talk about that, you know. Where does a seemingly irrational fear come from? A fear of heights, a fear of water, a fear of flying? Many of us kind of have normal reservations about these kinds of things,
right?
Okay. But some people have fears that are so great they become almost debilitating,
mm-hmm.
Okay? Like a person who has a fear of carpets, for example.
Which is bizarre.
Yeah, where does a fear of carpets come from? You know, people who tell us of people who have claustrophobia and have a tendency to panic when his arms and legs were confined or restricted in any way. What we discovered is that that person, when they were put in past life regression in the year 1500s and was in Spain, he was actually tied up and bound.
My gosh.
And killed, unfortunately. Another man who had a very, very serious fear of carpets in past life regression discovered that in the 1800s he was killed. He was hit over the head, killed, rolled into a carpet, and carried away and suffocated.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah. And so, you know, that's it. So I think, you know, how do we know if this is true? How do we know if it's real?
Well, you can't prove it, of course. So it's all hearsay.
You look at what happened in this. I'm telling you, if you want to see the clip of this, go to my Facebook, friend request me. You will see this clip. It is amazing. It is awesome.
It is. It blew me away.
You know, but then what about this? There's a lot of small children who always claim to recall past lives or express thoughts of past lives or even know foreign languages, none of which could have been known or learned, you know, from present experiences. There was this 18-month-old girl named Elizabeth who had never spoken a complete sentence. But one evening as her mother was giving her a bath, Elizabeth spoke up and gave her mother a shock. "I'm going to take my vows," she said, and she told her mother. And her mother said, you know, what? And she said, "I'm not Elizabeth now. I'm Rose, but I'm going to be Sister Teresa Gregory." And she later described her nun's habit in detail as well as the daily chores at the Covenant.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine your 18-month-old saying all this?
I'd be like, damn it. Jeez, could I get a normal one? No, I'm only kidding. No, that would freak you out.
Yeah,
no kidding. There was a boy named, his name was Tommy. He was about 5 years old. And a button from his pants had popped off. And when his mother didn't sew it back on right away, He found her needle and thread, and he did the job himself. He sewed the button on so expertly that the mother couldn't believe it. And she said, "I never taught him to sew. He'd never seen me do it." So when she asked him how he knew how to do that, he said, "Well, we used to do it on my ship all the time." And then he related the details of his previous life as a sailor.
Wow.
You know, so, you know, it's tough. There was a six-year-old boy his name was Tarajit Singh from the village of Aluna, Mania, India. And he claimed since he was two that he had been a person named Satnam Singh, and the other boy had lived in the village of Chakecha. Well, he went on and insisted, and he said that he had been killed while riding his bike home from school. And they did an investigation and verified that the details were true. Here's the most amazing part. The clincher was the handwriting. A trait experts know as distinct as fingerprints was identical.
No way.
Yeah, but this is the one that's going to blow everyone's mind. Now, I'm putting out information that's been gathered by experts, by people who have looked into and devoted their whole lives to this. I'm not questioning it. I'm just sharing information. You have to say and look at some of this stuff and say, how is that possible? And if it, you know, I know I talk to a lot of people, even on the show we've talked about
right.
this a little bit. You know, do you believe you cross over after you die, or do you believe that some people don't get it right, some of us don't get it right, and so maybe we have to come back and learn a lesson? Do we believe we've been put on this earth to learn things that God wanted us to learn? And if we don't learn it all, do we maybe come back and have to get it right?
Right.
And a lot of people, a lot of Christians will say, yeah, I absolutely believe in that.
Mm-hmm.
But then you say, oh, so then you believe in reincarnation. And they'll say, oh, no.
But how do you come back and get
right.
it right?
So I'm wondering how you come back. I mean, I don't know.
Well, that would be the only way.
That would be the only way. Dr. Ian Stevenson, head of the Department of Psychiatric Medicine at the University of Virginia School of Medicine, very highly accredited school. He talks a lot about the subject of reincarnation and birthmarks and birth defects corresponding to the wounds on people that were deceased.
Oh, that's interesting.
This is really cool, okay? Okay, so this is what he feels is possible physical evidence of past lives. Now listen to this. Among 895 cases of children who claim to remember a previous life or thought by adults to have had a previous life, birthmarks and or birth defects attributed to the previous life were reported on in 309 of those cases, or 35% of those subjects. 35%.
Wow.
The birthmark or birth defect of the child was said to correspond to a wound, usually fatal, or other mark on the deceased persons whose life the child said it remembered.
Interesting.
Okay, let me give you this one. One fascinating case was an Indian boy who claimed to remember the life of a man named Maharam, who was killed with a shotgun fired at close range. The boy had, like, an array of birthmarks in the center of his chest that looked just like they could possibly correspond to a shotgun blast. Well, you could say possibly, maybe, perhaps.
Uh-huh.
But they checked out the story. There was a man named Maharam who was killed by a shotgun blast to the chest. They went to the autopsy report, recorded the man's chest wounds, which corresponded directly with the boy's birthmark.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So how would this boy know this? How is that possible? How could it, you know, I mean?
That's interesting. I have never thought about the whole birthmark thing.
Yeah, right. There was a man from Thailand who claimed that when he was a child, he had distinct memories of a past life as his own paternal uncle. So he had memories of his paternal uncle's life. This man had a large scar-like birthmark on the back of his head. His uncle, it turns out, died from a severe knife wound to that very part of his head. And there's been a lot of other cases that were documented. But I just think that just, you know, we have to look at that and say, wow, you know, something's going on. And you can't deny it, but
well,
at
no.
the same time, you know, we hear that there's no such thing as reincarnation, so I guess we all have to be our own judge.
Well, and you have to make your own decision.
Yeah.
I mean, and religious beliefs, of course, play a big part in it.
Well, you know, I know that someone had asked a priest with whom there was a guy going for, he was going to RC, he was going to, like, what we call catechism, he was going to RC, he was going to become a Catholic, okay? He was converting to Catholicism, and he had asked the priest that he was taking private instruction with, is there such a thing as reincarnation, because this person believed in reincarnation, and he didn't want it to become a stumbling block as you know,
right.
he went on to becoming Catholic. And he asked the priest, and the priest said, well, the Bible says we live one life, but who knows how many earthly lives this one life is in the eyes of God.
Oh, that's a great answer.
That's a clever answer. A clever answer, which didn't go against any Catholic teaching, but did enable this gentleman to join the church that he desired to embrace,
huh.
which was great. But what a great answer. I'll say that again. The Bible says we live one life, but who knows how many earthly lives this one life is. There you go. So that's kind of interesting. So, you know, does reincarnation exist? I guess you have to be your own judge on that.
Right.
There's a lot of evidence against it, and there's a lot of evidence for it, and I would say against it, really not that much.
Well, I don't know. I mean,
you know, what's against
of...
it other than people saying, well, we can't believe in reincarnation? But I like that priest's answer. I thought that was
yeah,
really
I think
good,
that's awesome.
You know? That was kind of interesting. So I don't know, Jessica, what do you think?
Well, and I only and let me tell you, I didn't start even really thinking about reincarnation mm-hmm. until my son Brian was born. And when he was little, I mean little, probably not even two, he had night terrors at night, running through the house, screaming like he was running through a battlefield, saying there were bombs going off. I mean, I never let this child watch
anything scary,
war, anything.
Right, right.
And how did he have these kind of memories? I mean, and you could see the look on his face was just sheer terror. And this went on night after night after night. And you couldn't, he was just terrified, and you couldn't talk to him. And I kept trying to talk to him and say, what's going on? And it's just bombs and explosions. And, I mean, he would crawl on his stomach like he was in,
oh my God,
in a war. And I finally came to the conclusion, I'm like, okay, this had to have been something that happened to him in a previous life. It had
Obviously.
I wish he could have relayed to me more.
Like that young man did. Well, he was young, and it sounded like he was scared to death.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, he was terrified.
And he was always
obviously.
Trying to get away from
the
bomb.
He was always trying to escape.
Wow.
Yeah.
And does he ever have those dreams anymore?
No. And once he got a little older, he kind of and they told me he would outgrow the night terrors, which he did.
Which he did.
And doesn't have memory of it at all.
They say that when we're the slate's supposed to be wiped clean when they say with reincarnation that you're not supposed to have any memory of it, but somehow some of that still.
Well, it still lingers, obviously, for a reason.
Kind of like not wiping the hard drive clean before you sell your computer, and
right.
some of it's still in there.
It's
and,
still there.
You know, isn't that amazing?
It's amazing. Well, I know when I was little, I used to dream, and who dreams of this when they're little, of being trampled by animals?
Really?
And I used to have this dream night after night.
No kidding.
Of being trampled by like big animals, like elephants, I don't know, something like that.
Really? That's interesting.
And I was a child in my dream.
I remember you telling me that.
Because it's still vivid in my head.
Really?
And, you know, you talk to your parents
about
it.
Do you see yourself? Were you floating above yourself in a way?
Yeah.
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 Mm-hmm. And could you see, was it you or was it another person on the ground?
It was a boy.
Really? Huh. So a little,
but I knew it was myself. You know what
exactly.
I mean?
Exactly. I've heard that from, see, I do talk to a lot of people who've gone through this, and I've heard that same thing, even though they knew it was them. Yeah, yeah. You know it's you.
Yep.
Isn't that amazing?
Isn't that amazing?
Wow, so you and your son.
I know.
Wow.
But for me, I still remember the dream. For my son, he doesn't really, he knows he had night terrors, but he doesn't remember any of it.
Isn't that funny? Huh. Well, maybe we'll have to put him in a past life regression.
I want to.
See what we can find
out,
right?
I mentioned it to him recently, and he's like, okay. Not a real positive response.
Wow, isn't that interesting?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that interesting? Wow, there's a lot out there that we don't know what it is, but I'll tell you what, folks, there's a lot of things out there that we can learn from.
Yeah.
And we don't know it all, but we got to keep our minds open. And if you keep your minds open, I think you'll find some really good stuff, and you'll realize that there's more out there than we could ever possibly imagine.
Oh, I hope so.
We'll be back in two.
Hey, want to be able to talk to me live and have a personal reading done? Visit my website at www.drginny.com. That's www.drginny.com. You can get a personal in-depth reading, or you can check out who's going to be on our show next week right here on Blog Talk Radio at the Christian Psychic Cafe. Don't forget, drginny.com, or call a toll-free number at 1-800-375-3446.
Smile wide,
and don't let them know that they have won. And when you walk, walk with pride. Don't show the hurt inside, because the pain will soon be gone. And when you dream, dream big, as big as the ocean blue. When you dream, it might come true. But when you dream, dream big. And when you laugh, be sure to laugh out loud, cause it will carry all your cares away. And when you see the beauty all around and in yourself, and it will help you feel okay. And when you pray and pray for strength to help you carry on, and when the troubles come your way. And when you dream, dream big, as big as the ocean blue. When you dream, it might come true.
Back with the Christian Psychic Cafe. That was Ryan Shoup and the Rubber Band, Dream Big. That's a pretty song. It's kind of mellow, calm, perfect for this time.
What kind of group is that?
Ryan Shoup and the Rubber Band. I mean, think of some of the band names out there now.
Way back when, yeah, they were the Rubber Band Man and stuff like that.
I don't believe I ever heard anyone called
actually,
the Rubber Band Man. That's so funny.
But nowadays,
okay.
Really.
Well, we get a lot. It's almost like they're sitting around and they see something and say, okay, that's the name of the band, Bookend Deal. Or,
yeah,
you
the
know,
Crack
or,
Top.
Or, yeah, the Crack Top. Yeah, exactly. You know,
that would make a good group.
I remember the Jars of Clay. Well, they're still out there, Jars of Clay.
Yeah.
I mean, were they sitting there at church because they're a Christian rock, you know? Oh, they're that Jar of Clay. Hey, that's our name. Okay.
Oh, I bet you there's meaning for them.
Well, I'm sure there is. But I just
some
think
of these rock groups out there, though, they just...
And
you
yet,
know.
You know, like Train. Who would name themselves Train?
Choo-choo.
Choo-choo people. Engineers, that's it. We're going to take another caller. Hi, Sharon. You're on live with the Christian Psychic Cafe.
Is that me?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
You. It is absolutely
okay.
You.
I wasn't sure. You guys, I'm the one that was laughing at your English accent when that lady called in.
Oh,
you remember that last show?
Yes, I do.
I thought, oh, great, you know.
That's
I was laughing. I thought, oh, my God, if she'd have heard them last week or a couple weeks ago.
We died. I got to tell you the truth. When we looked at each other because our accents were so awful, and that was a true accent.
Yes, she sounded really good.
Yes,
yeah, I couldn't.
Because it's authentic, that's why.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, but
Sharon,
it was
how
funny.
Are you doing? Did you have a good Thanksgiving?
Yeah, Yes, I actually did. My girlfriend invited my mom and I over, so that was nice. But,
oh, good.
God, I swear, everything you've been talking about tonight, now you've got me on all kinds of things, you know, this reincarnation thing. Because I'm also Catholic, and, I was talking to my dad about that. It's just such weird stuff.
I know.
With my grandson now, and this is really weird. He was, when my son was murdered, the doctor told my daughter that he was conceived on the third anniversary of my son's death.
Wow.
Now, my daughter's saying, well, I didn't even have sex, so that can't be right. And she's telling the doctor, no, no, no. And the doctor says, yes, yes, yes. That is when this baby was conceived. I mean, the tests they have now, they can pinpoint it like that. And, I've taught natural family planning, so I realized that, you don't have to have sex the day the baby's conceived. I mean, sperm lives a few days. So, that can happen, but it's pretty weird. And then he ends up being born on her birthday. And, being a single mom with, since my kids were babies, not only my grief of losing my son, but her losing her little brother was just horrendous. And I was constantly, and both my daughter and my grandson are born on the Feast of the Assumption, August 15th.
Wow.
Yes. And, it was constantly, how can you, Dana, she needs her brother. I kept asking for him to come back. And my mother still asks about it every day. Oh. And I want him back. And, I mean, I was screaming and yelling and so upset.
I'm sure. Yeah.
I never... never lost my faith. I just got mad. One time I got really mad and, I cursed God and I'm sorry I did it, but I did. And the weirdest thing is when my son was alive a year before he died, I was just freaking out. I was so worried about him and I was going to healing masses and my prayers were all for my son. And when my daughter had her ultrasound done, I started writing a poem for my son, okay? Mm-hmm. And I wish I wasn't on, because I don't want anybody to steal my idea. I wish I wasn't on. But the first picture, and I found out my daughter was pregnant by a photograph in the mail of an ultrasound, which, was a little bit of a shock. But the picture was the baby was holding its hand up with his fingers spread. And most babies don't do that anyway, but this was in the womb. Mm-hmm. Like he was saying hi. But it was real poignant to me, to my what I would say about my son all the time. Hands are a big deal. I'll just leave it at that. And I'm telling you, that baby, what you guys were talking about, came in here knowing everybody. I mean, everybody. Mm. Calling people nicknames that a year-old baby shouldn't even know, I can relate to a lot of what you're saying. And I wrestled with the reincarnation thing, and my dad had said the same thing to me, what you said about Jesus was reincarnated. Well, wasn't Jesus reincarnated? Mm-hmm. But... my priest is saying, no, there's no reincarnation. And I know, and then there's other priests that say yes, I mean, it's a real...
Well, I think that particular priest, when he was asked, he kind of left it open. And
Different answers from different priests. But, and that's the answer you gave, or this priest had... that you talked about, that's the best explanation I've ever heard.
Amen. I totally agree.
I've never... Here's what I had come up with, and I wanted to share this with you and see what you think, Dr. Jenny. I mean, God always was, always will be, right?
Right,
so all of us are a part of Him. All of us are a part of God. So we always were then, okay? So, and we always will be with Him. Okay,
correct.
Either... hopefully in heaven, but So this is kind of how it came to me, the explanation. These souls are all up in heaven knowing each other, mm-hmm. You know, and seeing things. Okay, so I always assume these people that have these memories, they're memories that they got from heaven, memories of seeing this life on earth of someone, or,
right,
you know, that's,
right, yeah.
That's what I thought, that since, you know, some of us can remember things from heaven or things that we learned,
well,
and some of us
can't.
Well, I think
we carry certain things with us, yes, I agree with you, and that makes sense. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Sorry.
No, go
say
ahead.
I don't know the answer, but I do know that there's some amazing things that we have seen, and you know, it's kind of like if you walk into the room and there's a huge icicle that's 3 feet tall in the room, and it looks like an icicle, it's as cold as an icicle, and when you touch it, it feels like an icicle, it's probably an icicle. Now, how it got there, I don't know. Why it's there, I may not know. But I know what an icicle looks like. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So when something defies explanation, but it is, all we can say is we don't understand it, but it is. Correct?
Well, I'll tell you, it's really, you know, difficult in my situation with my grandson, because, you know, now he's far away from me, but there was this bond that... But, you know, I'm kind of, that's the way I am anyway. I'm kind of all or nothing person. I mean, you can feel that, I'm sure.
Right, of course.
That
of course.
I love hard, somebody said
mm-hmm.
once.
Right.
You know, I love deeply, I love strong. So it wouldn't be surprising that I would love my grandson like that.
Well,
but it was real, I was having a lot of anticipation about another baby coming in, especially
mm-hmm.
another boy. You know, because I still, it's like I want Jared back, you know.
Right, yeah. But you know what?
But
here's the thing, though.
He ran up to me calling me mama.
Okay, but that's, you know,
totally
I think.
Totally different.
Yeah, I think it's different.
I do, too.
I
really do,
believe,
too, because.
Yeah, I don't think that's, I mean, signs of reincarnation or the things that people have seen and said and experienced who claim to have been reincarnated have been significantly different, and the things that they come up with, you know, are like the things of Jessica's son. Now that, you know, that was obviously, where would this possibly come from?
Right.
He was
right.
never exposed to that. So how would he
right.
know this? I don't doubt that if he could have been.
Well, my grandson, like Jessica's, my grandson's extremely psychic. And he was in the corner babbling and talking to people, and he knows things. He knew. Here's this, though. I'm sorry. I don't mean to interrupt you, but this is so weird.
Mm-hmm.
I bit my tongue when my grandson said this to me, but he said, when I mentioned Uncle Jared, you know,
yeah. mm-hmm.
he said they hurt him, and he died.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I didn't say it. My grandson has just turned 3,
mm-hmm.
all right?
Mm-hmm.
And when I got my daughter alone on the phone, I said, Dana, have you ever told Gabriel that Jared died?
Right.
You know, he doesn't know the word died. They don't
right.
talk about died on Sesame Street.
Right.
And no one has said that word, although his vocabulary is off the charts. I mean, he says words, I don't know what they mean.
Well,
but for him to
say
they hurt him and he died, I just assume it's a psychic thing that he got from Jared.
It could be, but I'm going to tell you what I really think it is that
okay.
he may have overheard a conversation. I'm sorry, but that hurt is still deep, and it's still felt by many, and I'm sure somehow, somewhere along the way, that conversation maybe was had by his mom with someone else, and he overheard it.
Oh, but, well, he is psychic, though. If you want to ask the angels about that, but he is psychic. I tested him, you know, like
I think
things, and he responds to my thoughts.
Wow, that's
you know.
Amazing. That
but
is
my son
amazing.
Was also really, you
mm-hmm.
know, and it was bothersome for him. He saw spirits and things. But here's the thing I want to mention that is kind of weird. I told you my mom still prays about him coming back. And I want to know what you think of this. The other, like, oh, maybe 3 weeks ago, or might have been a little longer, she didn't want to tell me at first because she thought I'd be sad. But she has seen my son several times. So that's another reason why I know the baby's not him, you know?
Right. Exactly.
But my mom saw him. She woke, you know, woke up and saw him walking from my, like, and he had this glow around him and was, like, walking through the den, walking right past her. And she was looking at him, and he did finally kind of look at her, but then he vanished. Now, that's different than any of the other times she's seen him. They've actually spoken. But this was different. And she heard, she thinks it was Jesus. It probably was Jesus who told her this, because she has seen Jesus herself, you know, years ago. But she heard him say, he will come back to you. He will be back here
to
live with you. But how? I mean, she took it as, my daughter got scared. That means the end times are coming.
No, that's not it. What I'm going to tell you is, and then I have to go because we have to get our emails and do our drawing and everything. The one thing that we do know is that, the one thing that we do know is, like I said, we don't always understand it. We don't, like I said, I don't know how the icicle got in the room, but it was there. So we may not know how it's going to happen, but you can trust in your visions, because when you get a message delivered like that, it's pretty powerful. So, Sharon, I'm grateful that you called in, and I'm grateful that you shared this information with us, and we will continue.
Yeah, but I feel really bad, because I, you know, that's what I did last time, and I really was hoping, Dr. Jenny, that I could get a message from the angels, any direction of my life going. Is there anything I'm supposed to be doing?
Right now, I really don't have a distinct message for you except to keep healing and to do everything that you can to continue to heal, because right now that's the most important thing to help you move forward. Okay, Sharon? That is the most important thing. Continue to heal. Okay, sweetie?
All right, honey. Thank you.
Thank you so much for calling in, okay?
Okay. You have a good
night. God bless now. Bye-bye. Such a sweet woman.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I do remember her. She had a terrible loss in her life, and she's such a delightful woman. And I that was a controversial subject tonight, and I know I got a ton of emails where people were really looking forward to, you know, and so we don't know the answer about reincarnation.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that when a loved one dies that we think about reincarnation, and is it possible
that
they're going to come
back? Well, and I think you have the hope that loved one can come back to you.
Exactly.
You know,
but
a family member, which would be great. I don't know if it can possibly work that way.
I don't know, but then you have to ask yourself this.
Or would that be a healthy thing to happen?
Would that be a healthy thing to happen, and does that take away from the person that's supposed to be in that life? And,
right.
You know?
I don't know.
I don't know. And this is why you and I are not God, you see. Because
there you go,
because
I could not make that decision.
Not us. And so we don't really have to worry about whether it is or is not. We just are talking about certain things that have happened and that have been brought to our attention, and it's all over the media. And like I said, you want to see the most incredible YouTube video, go to my Facebook, friend request me, Ginny Counselor, GINNYCOUNSLOR, or something like that.
S-E-L-O-R.
Yeah, that's it. I don't spell well. But go there.
Spelling me.
Go there, and you will be able to see it, because it's really cool. It's really cool. We now have to do rock, paper, scissors to see who's going to open the mailbox. The rock,
my most favorite time for the day.
1, 2, 3, go. You win again. I always do
I'm
paper.
I'm on a roll.
She's on a roll. I'm going to run down to the mailbox. I'll be right back. Okie dokie. Well, I'll tell you what. I'm going to let you, I'm going to put all the emails here, and then you just pick one.
Okay.
And we may only have time for one, because we want to try and take another call if we can.
Okay.
Okay.
Want me to read it? You want to read it?
You read it. You read it.
Okay. Dear Dr. Jenny and Jessica.
That's us.
Really?
I don't know why I say that every week. It cracks me up.
Okay.
Okay.
My name is Alice, and I was married for 22 years and now divorced for 2 years. I am starting to date and have a question that I had hoped you could answer. I have listened to your show for the last 4 months, and you talk to so many people who are in my same position. So here goes. I know what makes me uncomfortable when I get into an intimate situation with a man, but I wonder what bothers men when they are thinking about becoming intimate with a woman. Signed, Alice, not in Wonderland anymore.
Oh, that's cute.
That's cute.
That's cute. You know, that's actually a really good question.
It is a good question because, you know, as women, we know what we're thinking about, and we're usually mind-dealing about all kinds of crazy stuff.
Right, exactly. Believe it or not, men worry just like women do about performance jitters or bruised body images. And some of the most common things, just to give you an idea, is number one, the very number one important thing that men think about is, like, performance anxiety. Since this is an adult show, I can say this. They're worried about erectile problems or premature ejaculation. And a lot of men will put unrealistic expectations on themselves in the bedroom. And that can make things just worse. Believe it or not, one of the most common times for ED, erectile dysfunction, occurs among younger men when they have a new girlfriend because their desire to please her can become so overwhelming, it causes them not to perform at all.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah, that's... You know, that's one problem. And then another one, believe it or not, you know, women think as we get older, you know, you might have worry about age, but men have angst about age as well. Many men fear that as they get older, they're going to lose interest in sex or in their partner, or worse, that their partner may lose interest in them. And so that's kind of a fear that they have. But here's something that's really important. AARP had done a study, I think it was last year, and they found out most older men continue to have satisfying sex lives, and the percentage of men and women who find their partners physically attractive actually increases with age.
No way.
Yeah, it really does.
There's hope for us old labos.
Stop. I thought that was interesting. And then, of course, body image. Men are worried about body image just like women, and whether it be weight or sagging muscles that come with age. A poor body image can always lead to poor sexual health, so it's important to work out and to diet. But, you know, you can't change gravity.
Yeah.
But you know what? That's why
you could.
You date within your own age group, so gravity's hit you both.
That's true.
That's the important thing. And then, believe it or not, the other thing I hear men are always concerned about, and then one thing they express concern about with me, is STD worries. You know, they don't want to get an STD. You know, and that's kind of important too.
Physical.
Get a physical, but
or make your partner get a physical before you think about things like that.
There are over 19 million new cases of STDs every year. Okay. It is horrible. And they say 4 out of 5 people have herpes. They just don't know it until either they're under a lot of stress or they become elderly and get sick. But there's a simple solution, and that is practice safe sex. So there you go. But I thought that was kind of interesting.
That
those
is
are
interesting.
The four of the big ones that people
from
seem
the
to
male
worry about men.
Male perspective, yeah.
Right? Because a lot of people wonder, you know, I know females, we know what females worry about because we're females.
Right.
So that's easy. But from the man's point of view, you know, what are his fears and what agendas, you know, does he have, you know? And so it sounds like they worry about the same thing, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, they do.
You know?
And it sounds like it. Because, you know, you just think men don't really think about stuff like that.
Well, I think they have the same body image and performance image or performance issues, concerns as everyone else. And they're people. It's just that they don't express it the same way.
Right.
They will meet for lunch and talk about it endlessly, right? But then they don't do that. That's just not what they do.
Well, see, maybe they should. Then they'd feel better.
Yeah, I think so. I think they would feel better. You know what I think we should do?
What?
I think we should try and take one more call. What do you say?
Sure, you have
okay.
time.
I have time,
you have
right?
10
yeah.
minutes.
Okay, good. We've got 10 minutes, so we're going to take another call. Hi, Cindy. You're on live at the Christian Psychic Cafe.
Hi, Dr. G. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm just having a hoot listening to you girls talk about old women like I am.
Well, join the club, honey.
I'm still trying to get my brain wrapped around the old moldy hairy thing.
I know. I'm never going to live that one down. That's Jessica for you.
Won't.
I'll tell you what.
It's just a picture I had in my mind.
My goodness.
It was a good picture.
It was. It was funny. I will admit. You know, she's a riot. I have to tell you this. She doesn't think of herself as funny, but she's quite hysterical. Truly.
I think you're probably right.
I think I am. I absolutely am. Well, Cindy, where are you calling from tonight?
I am calling from Pennsylvania, and I've had readings with you before, but it's been a while.
Okay, good.
And always before I have asked questions, but this time I would just like to know if you see anything coming for me in the near future.
Okay, well, let me just take
a
look.
Or what you see coming.
Or what I see coming at you in the near future, and hopefully it's not a Mack truck, right? That's what
right.
I hear from people. Tell me about my future, but tell me it's not a Mack truck. Okay. Let me take a look and see what I can see. Okay. I'm going to ask you a silly question. Okay. Well, it's not a silly question, but hold on. Why am I seeing an RV?
I have no idea because I don't have one. What do you mean by an RV?
Well, I'm saying that at some point in time you're going to be in an RV going across the country.
Oh, really?
Is that something you've ever wanted to do?
Anything's possible. I don't leave any options unlooked at, but it's not something that's crossed my mind.
Isn't that funny? Because I see it here, and it's so odd. It's yeah. I'm seeing you're traveling in an RV and you're going and you're out west and you're just going and you're just having a great time, okay?
That's
you're just
good
having
thing.
A great time. Yeah, isn't that funny, huh? Okay.
That is very funny. I'm not driving this thing, am I?
Honestly, I don't think so, but it sure does look like you're having a good time. I can tell you that. There's a lot of there's like a cloud of happiness. Okay, so let's get to the nitty gritty. Let's get to the stuff I know you really want to know about. I think one of your first question is health wise, how are you doing? Correct?
I think I'm doing okay.
Well, you are doing okay. That's what I was just going to tell you. Everything health wise is great. I don't see any issues with your health whatsoever. The one thing I want to tell you about is that I do see that you have to eat healthier. Is that a fact?
I've been doing that though.
Okay. They're telling me healthful eating is key for you. Were you not eating healthy there for a while?
No, I was not.
Okay, so that's why they're bringing it up. Make sure that you continue to do that because they're saying that that's a critical thing. Healthy eating is very, very important for you. Now, I see that come spring of next year, do you have plans right now for spring of next year to go away?
No.
Okay, I see that you are going to be making a trip in the spring, meaning April-ish of next year, 2012. You will be going, I don't know where you're going to be going, but I do see you're going to be going somewhere because I see luggage, but also I see, and I don't think you're going to be going on a boat trip, but I see boat, but when I see boat like that, it generally just means you're going to be taking a trip. I'm going to see that that it's a good trip, it's not a bad trip, but it's to take care of some kind of family thing, something that's going on. Okay. Now let's go a little bit further. Are you connected to a man right now?
No, I'd like to be, but I'm not.
Okay. Well, this is the reason why. Jessica, you know whenever I see this that I know that she's going to find a man. So you are going to – I'm going to tell you that July or August of next year, write that down because you're going to want to remember it, July or August of next year, 2012, you are going to find a man. That man – is going to be I'm going to tell you he's going to be close to 6 foot tall, 5'11", and he will have dark hair. He will be a smoker. Now, how do you feel about that?
I'm not real happy about that, but, you know.
I know. I know you wouldn't be, but I'm going to tell you why this is important. You will be able to get him to stop smoking. Know this. Okay.
Okay.
You will get him to stop smoking. He's just a nice guy. He will have been married before. I'm not sure if his wife is deceased or divorced, but he is single. He is not attached to anyone. You don't have to worry about that. He's the kind of guy that likes to do and piddle and fix things around the house, that kind of thing. More than that, he's not even that into sports, which I frankly think is a godsend. He's not that much into sports. He just likes to be with you. And that's going to be something really special for you, I think. Okay? I don't see that he's not your normal guy where he wants to sit and watch a ball game or go play golf or something like that. He really just wants to spend time with you. And I see that as a very good thing. Now, what about, there was another guy, though, that was in your life. He was long distance, is this correct?
Yes.
Okay. You still have hopes that's going to come to fruition, correct?
Yeah, but I don't really see it because it's the two lifestyles just don't mesh. There's just never any time.
This new guy that comes into your life, he's more of a follower, and frankly, you're more of a leader. So this is going to be okay. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Okay. That's going to be important to you, and that's what you're going to need, and I do see that as coming to fruition. The other thing that I see is that when this other guy that's in your life and out of your life and in your life and out of your life, I need you to understand that it's not like this has nothing to do with you and everything to do with him.
Okay.
Okay. So please don't feel
sense.
Like, yeah, it has nothing to do with you, and you need to know that. Okay. So keep that in mind. But I do see you hooking up with this other gentleman, like I said, July, August, and it'll be very good of 2012. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's good news.
That is good news. I thought you'd like that. I would like it. Well, I mean, I wouldn't like it because I'm married, but I mean, if I
would like that.
I was just going to say, if I was single, I would say, hey, this is...
He's the tall, dark, and handsome person that we wanted under our Christmas tree.
That's right. Yes. We were supposed to put tall, dark, and handsome under your tree this year. You know,
I have one question if you have time.
I have literally 1.5 minutes.
Okay, I have a daughter, younger daughter, that's having some serious sinus issues. Is she going to be okay? Because I have been really worried about her.
I'm going to tell you that, you know, I cannot answer medical questions on the show.
Okay.
But if I were to guess, I would say she's going to be fine.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
But legally, I cannot answer medical questions on
that's
the show.
That's okay. You
okay.
gave me the direction I was looking for.
Very, very good. And on that note, I'm going to wish you a happy and blessed holiday, and I hope to hear from you again. And let me know how Mr. Wonderful works out, okay?
Well, I'm sure you'll be one of the first to know, and in the meantime, you girls keep up the wonderful work.
Thank you so much. God bless you. You have a wonderful night, okay?
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Cindy. Well, she was so sweet. All righty. You know what?
It's about that time.
It's
I know you're going to say
time.
That.
Da, 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 da. What are we going to do next week on Wednesday night? Do you know?
Wednesday night. Have another show.
We're going to have another show. And you want to know why we're going to have another show?
Because it's Wednesday night?
Yeah, because we don't know where else to go. So.
Wow, make it really incentive for coming.
Off season, we come and do this show every Wednesday night because we have fun doing it. Don't we have fun?
Oh, we have fun.
We talk about moldy.
And we don't even have to drink wine, and we're having fun.
We're having fun. And I drank decaffeinated coffee, which has been really good.
I know. And I have a cup of coffee sitting here, and I haven't even had more than a sip.
That's, yeah, there's reasons for
that. Well, yeah, you keep giving me moldy cups.
Oh, well, listen, everybody, we want to thank everybody for listening to the Christian Psychic Cafe. If at any point you want to call me and have a reading done privately, go to my website at www.drginny.com. That's drginny.com. We can set up a time that'll work, and we can do a private reading over the phone. And I work all different hours, so I'm sure I can find a time that's
3 o'clock
convenient.
In the morning?
I don't work 3 o'clock in the morning unless somebody's in the middle of some kind of crisis. Then I do work 3 o'clock, and I have on many occasions. But those are hopefully not to happening right now. Thank you, Jessica. Oh, boy, I'm going to put some Kahlua in our coffee next week. Everybody, thank you for tuning in. We wish you all a wonderful week ahead, and we'll see you next Wednesday night right here on the Christian Psychic Cafe. Bye-bye.